Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
I like your style, dude.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
He was, as we're now beginning to realize, the greatest of all the clowns.
You're listening to Groove on the wireless. Radioactive
International. I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Doctor
Groove. We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do.
I like the music.
To groove on the wireless.
And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
The following program contains references to homosexuality, drug use, sex with aliens, violence, and kitty cats. What did you expect?
And we want to have a good time.
For all I know that all of you shall witness the day that Babylon shall fall.
Think about it.
Doctor?
Come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
Groove.
Yeah, welcome back to Groove on the Wireless here on Radioactive International. This is your host, Dr. Groove. We are now, I believe, skirting around the 220s. So that's where we're at in terms of the legacy that I leave behind me in terms of one hour of good music. So that's what we're going to have this week. We have the same thing. It's the same simple formula, one hour of good music. I've been strangely spun out and a bit stressed recently. I think that the referendum is triggering for lots of people. But one of the good things that's happened is I've started watching a documentary called Sonic Highways by Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. Now, I'm not a Foo Fighters fan, but I'm really enjoying the documentary. It's available on Netflix and it gives you a history of the sort of hardcore, you know, punk rock scene, I think is probably the best way of describing it. And it kind of reminded me about how fucking good those bands were. If you'll excuse my French, and we're going to start off with Fugazi, and just a great sound. So take it away.
We'll be right back.
interest. At home, she's looking for interest. She said she was ambitious, so she accepts the process. She said she was ambitious, so she accepts the process.
That chain, pull up. That chain, pull up. Pull up, pull up.
Like oil beads. On its slick smooth trunk that trails behind on tracks and jumps. Our wang hangs limp and retrieves.
That chain pulling.
Into darkness. It whistles like a root snatched from dry earth, sod busts and rakes with gray dust claws, announces its coming in the morning. This train with gray tubes that houses people's very thoughts and belongings.
Remains and belongings.
A gray cloth patch caught with four threads in the hollow wind of its stags. Ripples, felt fades, and gray spots clacks. Lunge at the cushion thickets. Green inflated trees blown up into marshmallow soot that walks away in faulty circles caught in gray blisters. With twinkling lights and green sashes. Dolphins with gold yawning mouths that blister and break in agony in zones of rust.
They kill gold, sawdust into dust. That chain pulling. That chain pulling. Thank you.
that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of, killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 And 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 now you do what they told ya. Those who died are justified for wearing the badge, yeah, your chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing the badge, yeah, your chosen white. Those who died are justified for wearing the badge, yeah, your chosen white. You're justified. Those who died for wearing the badge, yeah, your chosen white. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told you. 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 Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Those who died are justified for wearing the badge, yeah, your chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing the badge, yeah, your chosen white. Those who died are justified for wearing the badge, yeah, your chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing the badge, yeah, your chosen white. Come on.
Why is it that most of the people who are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place, huh? Huh? Boy, these conservatives are really something, aren't they? They're all in favor of the unborn. They will do anything for the unborn. But once you're born, you're on your own. pro-life conservatives are obsessed with the fetus from conception to 9 months. After that, they don't want to know about you. They don't want to hear from you. No, nothing. No neonatal care, no daycare, no Head Start, no school lunch, no food stamps, no welfare, no nothing. If you're pre-born, you're fine. If you're preschool, you're fucked. You're fucked. Conservatives don't give a shit about you until you reach military age. Then they think you are just fine, just what they've been looking for. Conservatives want live babies so they can raise them to be dead soldiers. Pro-life. Pro-life. These people aren't pro-life, they're killing doctors. What kind of pro-life is that? What, they'll do anything they can to save a fetus, but if it grows up to be a doctor, they just might have to kill it? They're not pro-life. You know what they are? They're anti-woman. Simple as it gets. Anti-woman. They don't like them. They don't like women.
Happening.
Yeah, I made an executive decision there that I thought we needed to calm down a little bit. So that's why I played Radiohead with How to Disappear Completely. But before that, we had the spot-on analysis by George Carlin off the anti-abortion side. And prior to that, we had Killing in the Name off by Rage Against the Machine, which is an old favourite. And I've played many's a time before, but I thought it fits in there. And also, especially with the Love Boaters, it just totally fits in. They're quite happy to kill women for their beliefs, but have this fixation with the unborn. And before that, we had Bat Chain Puller by Captain Beefheart. It doesn't really fit in at all, but I think he's totally unique. And I'm always willing to play something by him. Before that, we had Lightning Bolt with 13 Monsters. Before that, we had Gang of Four. Before that, it was Perubu with Non-Alignment Pact. We had something by 23 Skidoo. And we started off with the amazing Fugazi and Waiting Room, which is just such a great bass line and riff. And it's just kind of, it definitely is one of those tracks that stands the test of time. Okay, so from here we've got not a lot of time left, so I'm going to put together a quick 20 minute set, and I think I know where I'm going to start with that, and I would say that this will be a little bit more rhythmically dance orientated, but you never know. Anyway, there you go. I could have say more things, but I don't think I should. Anyway, that's fine, and let's go with a kind of piece of disco brilliance. We'll be right back. That is the sound of Prince Thomas messing up and mangling Roxy Music, and I'm sure Brian Ferry's delighted with how little they used of him. That would probably affect him. Before that, we had a band called Brick, which was the disco classic that I alluded to earlier on, called Daz. I think it's disco jazz is what they were getting at there. There's a great bass line in that though, and if you hear it loudly, or even if you didn't hear it loudly the first time, go back, listen to it again, put it up loudly on your headphones or your cans or whatever you're listening to it on, I think you'll have an added additional appreciation of it. And we started that with that little set with James Welsh with a track called The Way, which is not particularly fast, but I think it's quite funky. And speaking of funk, we're going to finish up with funk, because this featured in that program I was telling you about, Sonic Highways. And I think they wrote Chocolate City, and I definitely know that Washington was featured in it. So this is Parliament, and this will conclude Groove on the Wireless show 220. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll do everything next week. Hopefully I'll get back to more regular intervals, like the way it should be. In the meantime, keep repealing. Bye.
Oh, what's happening, CC? They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition, too. Can you dig it, CC? To each his reach, and if I don't cop, it ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, because I love you, CC. Right on. There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We've got Newark, we've got Gary. Somebody told me we got L.A. And we're working on Atlanta. You're the capital city. Get down. Moving in on ya. Can't you feel my breath? All up around your neck. Hey, CC. They say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock, and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres and a mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Gaining on ya. Moving in around ya. God bless CC and his vanilla suburbs. Blood. Yeah. What's up, man, Black? Brother Black. Blood even. Getting down. A blood to blood, a players to ladies. The last percentage count was 80. You don't need the bullet when you got the ballot. Are you up for the downstroke, CC? Chocolate City. Are you with me out there? And when they come to march on you, tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pass. And don't be surprised if Ali is in the White House. And Reverend Ike, Secretary of the Treasury. Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, CC? A Chocolate City is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs. Can y'all get to that? Easing in your stuff. Can't get enough. Funky too. Right on, Chocolate City. Yeah. Get deep. Real deep. Got New York, I'm told.